89.3. Passengers push into trouble. It's 7 o'clock, and it's time for City Jam.
مرحبا، خوش گدینیس.
مره گاریا گرندن افگاس و زده. Bienvenue, comment tu t'appelles?
Garika Yamido, on est fun in.
Welcome to wherever you want to go.
What are you waiting for? It's time to take off.
Let's go!
Ciao a tutti, good evening, my dear boys and girls. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday again. City Temple is here waiting for you. As an Italian major student,I can't be more excited now, because we travel to Florence today. The charming city has given the world many great art treasures. For art lovers, Florence is indeed paradise. In today's program, Anna and Richard offer some useful traveling tips in Travel Express. Sheldon and his friends share their first impressions, while Grace and Richard are in city inside telling you the descriptions of Florence. In Yummy Yummy,Yamo and Sheldon attend a wedding and just be eating, eating, and eating. As for Learn to Speak, Sheldon and I talk in Italian a lot and sing Bella Ciao, feeling very happy. Angela and Echo introduce many talented artists into a gallery. Finally, in the last part, Follow Me, Sheldon and Angela come across a woman escaping from a painting. That's amazing, isn't it? What will happen next?Just listen. Now, let's start our journey. It's time to take off. Come on!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Travel Express. I'm your friend, Anna.
Hello, I'm Richard. Hi, Anna. Where will we go today?
A place with churches, museums,delicious noodles, beautiful girls and handsome boys, called Florence, a city of Italy.
Wow, sounds great. Let's pack our bags. What kind of clothes should I take there?
First of all, Florence is warmer than Beijing now, so you don't need to take your down jacket. However, overcoats and sweater are necessary. It's a good idea to put an umbrella in your bag all the time, since you don't know when it will be rainy.
Get it. Overcoats, sweaters, and umbrella. Shall we go there by air or...?
Of course by air. Florence is well connected with the rest of Italy and Europe, so it is very convenient to go by air or land.
And how about moving and getting around in Florence?
It is important for you to know that Florence's main historic center is relatively small, so that it is easy to move around on foot. Using a car to travel around Florence is not advisable, as there is lack of parking place, because many streets are pedestrian only, and often one-ways. A fleet of small electric buses also provide links between main key areas in the center.I think we should buy a map to make sure we won't be lost.
Well, you don't need to buy one. You can ask for a map of Florence at one of the 5 tourist information offices, with which you can plan your movements around the city. And many hotels also offer publications with their own maps, in case you can get to the tourist offices right away.
Okay, and now I have to order the hotel.
Wait. Do you know bed and breakfast?
What? Bed and breakfast?
Yes, bed and breakfast is a system of accommodation in a hotel or guest house, in which you pay for a room for the night and breakfast of the second morning. The best bed and breakfast in Florence will make your vacation unforgettable. You will feel like you are visiting your friend in this city.
Cool. And don't forget the most important thing, exchange your money. The exchange rate is about 6.8 RMB to 1 euro. Florence is also famous for shopping destinations.
Yes, as we know, Florence Historical Center is a mix of both historical attractions alternated with shops. The center has many stores and shops from Cookie, H&M, Fila to the Disney Store. You will also find many artisan workshops and ateliers.Offering handcrafted products that have been made in Florence for centuries.
And the last thing we will introduce to you is a traditional celebration in Florence. Every year, on the first Saturday of September, Florence downtown comes to life with one of the most typical Floric events of autumn, the Carromato.
I know that. The Carromato is a large wood wagon pulled by a pair of white oxen loaded with a pyramid construction of round glass bottles called fiaschi. The construction of the pyramid itself is a master skill that has been passed it down through generations.
The Carromato comes from the town of Ravenna, and the event records an ancient tradition in which the new wine produced in the Florentine countryside was brought to Florence to be blessed and offered to the rulers of the city.
And how time flies, it's time to say goodbye now. Do you want to know more about Florence? The next section, First Impression, will tell you more details about it. And see you next Friday.
See you.
Hello friends, I'm Sheldon. Today we're heading to Florence. I'm very happy to share the first impression of me with some of my friends. As a student majoring in Italian language, I'm more than delighted to shed my shadow by heartfelt feelings about Florence. For me, Florence has always ranked the first on my travel list. The city, with its hundreds of years of glamorous history, has become one of the most important heritages of human. The city is famous for its creation in art, as the birthplace of the most important figures in the history of art, for example, Sandro Botticelli, Leonardo da Vinci, Giotto, and so on. In Florence Cathedral, or Cattedrale di Santa Maria del Fiore in Italian, is a literal wonder in the history of architecture. The Giotto's bell tower is equally charming, not to mention the Vecchio Bridge and the Arno River. The city of endless glamour and eternal beauty, such is Florence.
And now I've made a few interviews about the city of Florence with some of my friends, and let's listen to what they have said.
Okay, hi Mom. Thank you for taking my interview, Mom.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Please use one word to describe your impression of Florence, the city.
That I think is so beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. Why would you choose that?
Because of the atmosphere, I'd say the city is filled with art and historical sites, and the scenery is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yes, I can read more. And so, what is on your travel list in Florence?
The Florence Cathedral, of course. You simply can't miss it. It is definitely the diamond in the crown.
Yeah.
And maybe the Uffizi Gallery with so many art masterpieces. And actually, I would like a whole week or even for a night to travel through the city. It's worth it, I think.
Okay, well, one last question. So, what do you expect from your possible trip to Florence? What do you want to get from the city? What do you want to see to learn about it?
And the different culture, the surroundings in Florence is so different from that in China. And I'd like to fully experience it. And what's more, I want to have a taste of the art masterpieces like Da Vinci.
Wow, that's good. That's what is unique for Florence. Okay, thank you, Yvonne.
Hello, Claudia. So, could you please use one word, one specific word, to describe your impression about Florence?
Splendid.
Wow, this marvelous word, splendid. And why would you choose this word?
When it comes to Florence, what comes into my mind first is the museums.
The museums?
Because there are too many mysterious and splendid masterpieces.
Yes. Let's come to our second question. What places in Florence is on your travel list that you're sure to go?
Well, I think number one, Uffizi Gallery.
Yes, Uffizi Gallery.
Because I have a little obsession from Milan.
Oh, I understand. So, yeah. What other places on your travel list?
The Arno River.
Ah, yes, definitely.
I think it's a place that one must go if you visit Florence.
Yes, yes. And what any other places?
It is called Florence Cathedral.
Ah, yes, the Florence Cathedral.
Duomo Cathedral.
Yeah, yes. What do you expect from the places in Florence? What do you want to see about these places?
I want to get the inspiration of art and history from Florence. Maybe I would get to know more about the history of Florence and study them.
This is all for today's presentation. Next, let's move to the second section. And I believe Grace will bring you with a fresh, new insight to the city of Florence.
Hello everyone, here's your friend Grace speaking. Welcome to today's City Insight.
Nice to meet you guys, I'm Richard. How time flies, September is coming and we are going to have Christmas. So, on this freezing cold night, where will we go? Dante, Michelangelo, and Da Vinci. Aha, we're going to Florence, the birthplace of Renaissance.
Florence is the capital of the region of Tuscany. It's located in the central part of Italy. In Italian, Florence means the city of flowers. The cultural and historical impact of Florence is overwhelming. The whole city keeps the old building style of 15th and 16th century. Florence is like stepping back into a faint and Vespa-filled Renaissance. The shelf-lined Porta Vecchio, the trademark Duomo, the game-filled Uffizi Gallery, the torrented Piazza della Signoria, and the Medici Chapel. There are so many museums and sculptures that seem like you can encounter them everywhere. And Florence International Biennial of Contemporary Art, along with Venice Biennial, Milan Triennial, form the three art exhibitions of Italy.
And now, let's come to the landmarks of Florence, Florence Cathedral. It is the fourth largest church in the world, and it took nearly 600 years to build up, even though it has not been finished. It's famous for its exquisite outside roof painting drawn by a large amount of painters. The enormous dome was designed by Brunello Leschi, and its interior features frescoes and stained glass windows by some of the Renaissance era's best, Vasari, Zuccari, Donatello, and Ghiberti. Take a deep breath, climb up to take a closer look, and you will be rewarded by the fantastic views of the city and the insight into how the dome was so cleverly constructed. Without scaffolding, the dome still defines the scale of the city, and no building in the town is taller than it.
Another best choice is Uffizi, the biggest gallery in Florence and is famous for the positions of Renaissance and the works of typical masters from other schools such as Da Vinci, Michelangelo, Raphael, etc. It also takes the position of the great sculptures from Roman and Ancient Greek. For art lovers, it's absolutely a paradise in the city of flowers. If you are keen on this majestic art, you can't miss this fantastic city.
So, what are you waiting for? Carry on your luggage and come with us.
That's all for today's City Insight. See you next Friday.
See ya.
Food is taste, but can never be satisfied. Our goal is to embrace the world cuisine. Hello everyone, I'm Yamo. It's so nice to meet you again in today's Yummy Yummy.
Hello guys, I'm Sheldon. Ciao. Well, Yamo, could you mind telling me the reason that you're so excited today?
Excited? Me? You know, the city we will have a trip today have so many well-known romantic stories. Don't you realize how many girls dream to own a memorable wedding in this city?
Actually, I don't know. When it comes to wedding, the first thought flashes into my mind is the delicious food prepared for the special ceremony.
Huh? You're a badly foodie and, well, you couldn't imagine how lucky you are.
Oh, what happened?
Here it is, the invitation of Mary's wedding in Florence. Sheldon, please take a mirror and watch your face. It's just like there was someone smash a desk of ketchup to your face.
Come on, once you try this pasta, you will be addicted to it.
Pasta?
Yes, you never tasted pasta is like the spokesman of the food in Italy. Yummy!
I can't stand the words you despise me. Needless to say, Italians own the unbelievable talent in food. According to the statistic, there are 400 shapes of the noodles and their colors already contain the palette.
Seriously, that means we could find black noodles or red noodles in Florence?
Of course! What's more, the most surprising thing is that every area has their unique taste of pasta. Even in a tiny family, they own their particular way to cook pasta. In a word, Italians dare to use all the materials that the natural brings us and use their brilliant genius to make pasta.
Wow. Well, your words make me feel like what I wrote in just now isn't a delicious cuisine but a history book about a crazy pursuit of culture of Italy.
We can't deny that Italians make an inestimable contribution to the development of food around the world. What's this? The soup's fragrance feels to boom in my mouth!
Oh, that's the fresh soup.
You should try it without any hesitation. The taste is... Oh, okay, I can't describe it.
I understand if you wanted to explain now. Don't worry, I ate it before. It's a native cuisine of Rome, but nowadays Florence also take it for its special cuisine. The main materials of this meal is pumpkin, but the backing material is chicken soup, sometimes also used mutton soup or beef soup. And you want to make the best contribution to its taste?
I guess the grain of the... bread?
You're right. Roast in the oven, covered by the vanilla and the cheese after this process, and combine with the soup. Can you imagine how delicious it will be?
I'm enjoying it right now. You eat it. However, except the wine, all the food that appear in this wedding are not entirely born in Florence.
And this wine, I know it.
Florence pregnant this famous wine. This wine is the classical one. If you want to breed this wine, we must use the grape grown in the vineyards in Florence and Siena. Over the Tuscany, there have 5 DOCG wines. That means the highest class in the wine.
Pasta, bread soup, and wine. Don't you feel the food culture in Florence can make me associate with the literature and the arts? Even the sunshine in this attractive city.
Well, maybe the gift of making cake is the result of the warm and free climate. In my opinion, the food culture is another kind of poem.
Would you like some wine?
Alright, cheers!
Cheers!
It's time to say goodbye. Have you touched the wonderful food culture in Florence? And if you want to know more about this romantic city, Learn to Speak section will tell you the basic language of Italian. I'm Yamo.
Sheldon.
See you next Friday. Bye.
Ciao.
Fiorite stamani, io penso domani saranno già passite.
Let me sleep travel around the world. It's Friday night. Hey, my dear friends, I'm Cookie. 你们看得懂不懂
Buenas tardes, Dudy. I am Sheldon.
No, you are Lorenzo. I'm too excited now, for our destination is Florence today.
Anch'io, actually, I prefer to call it Firenze. E tu, Carlotta?
Well, that makes no difference. I wonder what you are feeling about Italian since we have been learning it for almost 3 months.
La lingua italiana è difficile per me.
Ma chi la dura la vince. Ti comporti bene.
Grazie, dobbiamo studiare con molto impegno e...
Hey, come on! Our audiences may get confused right now. It is said that Italian is the purest language in the world. And sure it is! So Lorenzo, would you sing some Italian songs for us? Per favore, signore.
Oh, we're not singing together.
Mi son svegliato, oh bella ciao, ciao, una mattina. Mi son svegliato e ho trovato il sol.
Bravi, sono bravissimi.
After being the pigeon boy Yulian, you are now a famous singer, actually.
You're joking, quite frankly, yeah. Let's turn into some scenes and speaking in Italian. There are two friends meeting and greeting with each other at the beginning of the day.
Buongiorno, Lorenzo!
Oh, ciao, come stai?
Bene, e tu?
Oh, così, che tempo fa oggi?
Fa brutto.
Sì, fuori nevica, fa freddo.
Ora devo andare, ci sentiamo bene dal fondo.
Va bene, a più tardi.
Ciao means not only hello, but also goodbye.
Buongiorno, buonasera, and buonanotte are greetings for good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
We two greeted and talked about weather that is snowing outside.
And decided to chat by phone, then we say goodbye.
If you have obsession for museums or get into public places, you should pay attention to the notice signs. For example, non fumare means no smoking.
Non toccare means no touching.
And when you say chiuso, then the shop is closed.
Pericolo stands for danger. Well, fermare means stopping.
It's time to relax.
Yeah, it's time to twist the show time.
Una lana nella lana, sulla lana e l'una zella.
Dopo, odio dire idiote, date e dio e diego, dipingo, pindo, dipingo, pingo, dipingo, pindo. Cerco anillo, iai, pigliato, iai, e tagliai, iati.
So funny, isn't it?
Sure, our Italian teacher taught us to say like that.
Besides, when Italians introduce themselves and spell the names at the first time, they use different cities in Italy.
That is to say, F come Firenze, N come Napoli, M come Milano, V come Venezia.
Since Italians say little English, you'd better learn some necessary words for your trip.
Definitely, and make enough preparations for Firenze, it's a charming city with splendid art history.
By the way, have you finished our Italian homework?
Oh my god, I have forgotten it. I have to do it now. Bye.
Me too. So it's time to say goodbye, my dear friends. Have you learned a lot? Whatever, see you on the next Friday night. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now you're listening to Tour Gallery. I'm your friend Angela.
Good evening, I'm Echo. As you know, today our topic is Florence, an important city of Italy.
Yes, I bet you must know that Italy is the cradle of Renaissance, a country with rich cultural atmosphere. At that time, a lot of great artists were born here. I'm sure all of you are familiar with them.
For example,
everybody knows him, Da Vinci.
Wow.
Mona Lisa smile.
He was born in Florence? I didn't know that.
Yes, Da Vinci was born in Finchtown, a small town in Florence. But nobody knows about his childhood. It's still a historical mystery. What people know is that Da Vinci is a representative artist of Renaissance. Also, the famous painting Mona Lisa Smile was created in Florence too.
Oh, I love that painting. I think it must be the greatest art achievement of Da Vinci.
I agree with you. He made the woman so charming by his pen. Now the painting is collected by Louvre Museum in Paris. But we shouldn't forget that the great artist obtained all his inspiration in the city of Florence. Now I'm going to talk about another famous artist. He is Michelangelo. I'm sure you guys are familiar with the name too.
Definitely. His sculpture works are great.
Yes, and the great sculptor was born in Barish Town, a small town in Florence too.
Florence again? What an amazing city!
Yes, yes. And Michelangelo first developed his sculpture idea in Florence. He followed a fantastic teacher in the town and enrolled into Academy of Fine Arts in Florence.
I have to say that he really made the school famous.
Yeah, the Accella School helped him build a steady art foundation so that he can create so many great sculptures in his life. Michelangelo loved his mainland and his mother school. Although he couldn't go back to Florence when he was dying, the cultural heritage he left have told us how great the city is.
Talking about it, I found that almost all the representative characters of Renaissance were born in Florence.
I have found that too. Also, there are still many, many, many great people who came from Florence, like Galileo, the great artist, Tiziano, the founder of Western canvas, Gia, the founder of ultra-avant-garde art in the world. Too much to list them all.
That's so cool. I think it was the rich cultural atmosphere that dressed them and left the later generation abundant spiritual heritage.
And I really can't wait to visit such a wonderful city.
Me too. You know, maybe I can become an artist too, after traveling there.
Kidding me, right? I think we should end our tour gallery today. Goodbye, my dear audiences.
Wait, wait. You don't think so?
Okay, I do.
Hello guys, welcome back to our weekly adventure. Sheldon and Angela had a trip to Florence, and especially paid a visit to the famous gallery Uffizi. However, the museum was left in chaos. What happened?
So here's the gallery Uffizi, this is why I come here.
Oh, a dream coming true, huh? I remember you are devoted to Botticelli and his paintings.
Yes, I love him, he's really a genius and... What is happening here?
I don't know. A fire? Why everything is like in a mess?
Lady, excuse me, but what happened?
Spear training. Oh, sorry, ladies. You are not allowed into the garden now. There is an emergency.
But may I know what actually happened?
Well, it may sound unbelievable, man. Venus in the birth of Venus had disappeared.
What? What disappeared? How can it disappear?
I don't understand.
A Hello, Lan. Here's the situation. Just now, the light suddenly went out in the museum, and the electricity got bad soon. We thought it was a normal power failure, but soon we found the Venus in the Birth of Venus had disappeared and left a hole in the painting.
Well, you mean the image of the Venus has left?
See. I'm really sorry. Please have fun as well. I recommend the Florence Cathedral. Thank you.
Alright, we'll have to go, Sheldon.
Oh, but how come the Venus could disappear? It's impossible. Someone may have destroyed it.
Well, calm down. It couldn't be that bad. Maybe this is just temporary, and they'll end up finding nothing had happened. We can just go to the Florence Cathedral instead. Let me check the map. That way. Oh, by the way, Sheldon, what do you know about the painting, The Birth of Venus?
The painting is one of the most important ones of Botticelli in history. The model of the Venus in the painting is said to be an important figure. She was the wife of Giuliano Medici by the name of Simonetta Vespucci. She is absolutely the muse of Botticelli. Her image appears in several paintings of Botticelli's. But the woman died very young due to illness, and Giuliano was left to end the sorrow.
Wow, how impressive! Love story is always touching.
Exactly. And here we are, the Florence Cathedral. Marvelous.
I come to understand the reason it was called the most beautiful church in the world.
Oh, wait a minute. You see the tower over there? It's Giotto's bell tower. Why not climb up and take a look at the panorama of the city?
Good idea, but won't it be too towering?
It's worth it. Come on.
I'm worn out. How long do we have to go?
Oh, well, there's altogether 414 steps.
What? Oh my god, 414? I shouldn't have come with you.
We better be quick. We are blocking Anna's way.
Oh my god. I can't move a step further. Why the stairs are so narrow? Couldn't they have built it even a little bit wider?
Oh, this bell tower is built 700 years ago. What can you expect? Come on, let's move. Oh, what's going on? Angela, take care.
What? Oh, ah!
Oh, what happened?
Oh, a woman dashed downstairs and knocked me down.
Where is she now?
I don't know. She didn't even say sorry.
How could she do that? Do you remember her face?
No, I only know she's tall and she has long hair. She kept shouting something like, Lasciami pace.
Lasciami in pace. Let's leave me alone in Italian. Wow, she knocks others down and let us leave her alone?
I don't wanna climb anymore.
Okay, let's just get something to eat. So, do you like the gelato?
Of course! It's not like any ice cream I've tasted before.
Oh well, gelato is actually not ice cream. It's made of natural material and it's low in calories.
That's absolutely great! I want the second service.
You sure?
Absolutely! This is so tasty. But wait, Sheldon, I think I have seen a woman.
What? Which woman?
The woman who knocked me down on the tower.
Oh, where is she?
Over there.
Well, let's go. We need to teach her about some etiquette.
Well, I'm all right now, actually.
Oh, it's not a matter about you feeling all right, Angela. You deserve a story. I'm not quarreling with her anyway. Scusa, signora?
Oletto lasciami in pace? Per favore!
Oh my god, you look really like Signora Simonetta Vespucci.
Yes, you know my name. And then?
So you are really the Venus in the painting?
Yes. So, what's wrong with this?
But how can you just get up from the painting like this in real form?
Why can't I? I also need some rest, okay? I'm really tired of being watched over by millions of people day after day. They look at you. Senza il minimo rispetto. Oh, without any respect, I mean. And I have to show my naked body to so many different people. You know, one night a man just... I don't want to mention anything about that.
Signorina, so you are Venus, but how can you just get out from the painting?
I'm just tired, okay? I'm worn out. I'm sick of what is happening here. Nobody ever cares about me. There's no love in this place.
What should we do now?
I don't know. Maybe we should get her back to the painting.
But how? She's in a breakdown right now.
Well, let me try. Lady Venus, are we obliged with the chance to have a take a walk with you along the river Arno? I believe you have much to say to us.
Yes, I do have much to say. You can say to us, we'll listen to you. Oh, then.
So, Lady Vespucci, what is happening?
I just feel that there's no one who cares about me. They just want to see me. They just care about my flesh, my beauty. When I was with Giuliano, he wasn't like this. He would surely listen to me.
But we do care about you. People from all over the world come to the city to worship your beauty.
But they don't care about me. That's the key. But this is the way they show their care. You can't talk with them directly as you talk with us, but you convey your message through your beauty, through the sorrow within your eyes.
Yes, people are here to observe you, but they can feel the sorrow and they come to love you.
Yeah, Florence is not the same without you. You know what is happening in Uffizi Gallery, don't you? You are the city, and the city is you. Florence without Venus is totally another city.
Please, go back. People care about you. Maybe in the wrong way, but you can feel the enthusiasm.
I know, but I keep thinking about Giuliano. I miss him.
If you can get up from a painting, why can't Giuliano come back to see you? Maybe he's just hiding among the people.
Yes, you're right. There is a boy who comes rather frequently. Every day, he stands before me, and he has the black, curly hair.
Maybe the one you want is anxious to get you back now.
Yes, I shouldn't have just escaped.
Love is always there to find you, as long as you're ready to take it in.
Thank you very much. I'm really feeling better now. I should be back. I should be ready to check in the salon. Please come to me.
So she's back?
So
the emergency in Fiti was cancelled, and Florence came back to her normal state of peace. Sheldon and Andrew enjoyed the rest part of their journey, and they especially paid a visit to Gallery Uffizi. They took a rather long time observing the birth of Venus, but didn't find anything different, except for one fact that Venus seemed to be smiling more happily. This is the end of today's program, and please remember, always be ready to take in love. See you. Okay, this is all for today's program. Thanks for listening. Here is our group. Producer, Li Yang. Anchors, Pan Yixuan.
胡敬业 Reporters 雷孝东许愿袁野陈杰文韩一格李多喜熊嘉义
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。